So it's week 8. The Rams are coming into Arrowhead, and these are two teams, the Chiefs and the Rams, playing good football at the time. The Chiefs had been 0-2. They got back to 3-3 by knocking off the Chargers, who had won 5 games in a row. And the week before, even though the Rams were 2-4, they had just beaten the Seattle Seahawks.
These were two teams that were feeling pretty good about themselves coming into this game. Like you said, the Chiefs had won a big game down in San Diego. It was an emotional game. The Chiefs had the 48-yard game-winning field goal by Cairo Santos to get them back to 3-3. And then, like you said, Austin Davis, quarterback of the Rams, helped lead that group against the defending Super Bowl champion Seattle Seahawks, and a big victory. So these were two teams that were feeling really good about themselves going into this game.
Right, and you mentioned Austin Davis. He's playing really, really well at the time. It's almost like a media frenzy. Is this guy the guy for St. Louis? And he was proving that in the weeks prior.
Yeah, in the three previous games, Davis had thrown 6 touchdowns, just 1 interception. And like you mentioned, that big win against the Seahawks, he was 17 of 20 for 155 yards and 2 touchdowns. There was a lot of hype surrounding Davis, and most of that came because the week leading up to the Chiefs game, another former Southern Miss Golden Eagle quarterback, Brett Favre, went on record during an interview and said that Austin Davis could be the next Tom Brady or the next Kurt Warner. You put that kind of pressure on a guy, there's going to be a lot of media frenzy around it. He had been playing really, really well. And for the Chiefs, Davis had their respect. I remember talking to Bob Sutton, the Chiefs defensive coordinator, about that. And he had their respect. It was going to be really important for the Chiefs, like it is all the time, to get pressure on Davis if they were going to find any kind of success.
Third down and 1, and Davis is in the shotgun. Takes the snap and going on a deep pattern to the near side and an over-the-shoulder catch at the 25 at the 20 and all the way down to the Kansas City 13-yard line.
So Austin Davis going deep finds Kenny Britton and they're inside the 15-yard line. Play action. Davis into the end zone. Touchdown to Lance Kendricks.
The Rams get a TD from Lance Kendricks at the back of the end zone, and St. Louis shocks Kansas City.
Nothing better to silence the sea of red here but to score the opening drive. And what a shock this is to this crowd. And
the Rams' explosive first drive caught the Chiefs off guard. But as good teams often do, they quickly learn from their mistakes.
Mason stays in there, and it's play action. And there is Davis going deep downfield, double covered, and it's intercepted by Ron Parker. Ron Parker, intended for Kenny Britton.
It's the 5th interception this year by Austin Davis. He got a little greedy, Len, and went for the big play.
Here, the Rams tried to return to the well with Kenny Britt. He once again split out wide, running the same corner route with which he beat the Chiefs on the opening drive. But Fleming had it covered all the way. He gave Britt the inside release, but positioned himself outside, preventing the break of the route. Safety Ron Parker, manning the deep zone, also recognized the route, but slow played, letting Davis think the deep ball was there, when it wasn't.
We were trying to take a shot. Felt like if we could get the corner to turn and run, his back to me, that we could take a shot with Kenny, a ton of speed. And, I felt like that the safety was a little too far over the top, and it's a ball I'd like to have back.
Let's go. Come on. Let's start it off.
The Chiefs found the response they needed on the defensive side of the ball. But as the game wore on, the ground attack that has served them so well in weeks past struggled mightily.
First down on the Chief 41, and the handoff is to Jamal Charles, his first of the day.
Lead left, it goes Charles, nothing. St. Louis was all over it.
Nile Davis coming in and getting the carry on his first play from scrimmage, and he is stopped.
There might not be an NFL team better suited to defending the run than the St. Louis Rams. 5 players on their front 7 were drafted in the first round. And the previous week, they had held the Seahawks' Marshawn Lynch to a paltry 53 yards.
From the 22, Charles. Boy, the Rams are physical, and Kendall Langford.
They're good defense. They're stout, and they do a lot of different stuff, and some really good players up front.
They fly to the ball fast. They got a fast defense, young linebacker, they're aggressive. They have a great D-line as well, so we knew we were going to have to find a way to get in the groove and get in the running game.
The Rams' defense did have one glaring weakness that day. Their 2 starting cornerbacks, Janoris Jenkins and Jermaine Johnson, were out with injury, leaving 2 rookies to start in their place. It seemed the Chiefs' best bet was on the outside.
First down, the pass out to the left side to Travis Kelce. And Kelce, who comes into the game, the tight end is the leading receiver for the Chiefs, picks up 9 here.
They run an out pattern near side, caught by Bo. E.J. Gaines tackles him, good open field tackle. Bo stretches out the football. 3rd and 5 for the Chiefs at the 18 of the Rams. Right side throw, Kelce with a catch, juke move, inside the 10, inside the 5. He spins down to the 1 yard line, and he left a St. Louis Ram with his shoes, socks, and other parts of his garments at the 16 yard line.
The Chiefs lined up 4 receivers, with Dwayne Bowe in the slot, and tight end Travis Kelce split out wide. The Rams showed blitz, with both linebackers hovering at the line of scrimmage. So it appeared that Smith's first target would be Bo, matched up against the nickel corner. But the Rams' all-out blitz was a disguise. Linebacker James Laurinaitis would drop back to cover Bo, and the Rams' strong safety would help over the top. So Alex would have to look to his second option in Kelce. Smith's ability to progress through his reads was made possible by the blocking up front. The Rams blitzed the nickel corner and ran a stunt with their defensive line, hoping to disrupt the Chiefs' pass protection. But Ryan Harris walled off the edge, rerouting the blitzing corner. And Rodney Hudson knocked the rushing defensive end back, keeping Smith's pocket clean. The 6'6" former dual-threat quarterback is an athletic mismatch for anyone and was able to easily shed the rookie's tackle before running downfield. After a difficult first quarter, the Chiefs' offense adjusted. The Rams' aggressive front seven had posed a challenge, but the Chiefs were able to turn to the quick passing game, utilizing their athletic tight end to get the offense moving. Coming up on Chiefs Replay.
Big play. Austin Davis, looking left, looking middle, has time. Now the protection breaks down, but Davis keeps it alive by scrambling. Now turns back to his left side. He's sacked back at the 20. Parker got back there, but Justin Houston was there again. Poe was also chasing. A 14-yard loss.
Chiefs Replay is brought to you by Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. And by Prime Sport. Get your tickets to the Chiefs tailgate party, presented by Bud Light, at primesport.com/Chiefs.
Chiefs football, Chiefs access,
we're gonna take them.
Chiefs insight that you can't find anywhere else.
How about those Chiefs, baby?
Only on your home of the Chiefs.
Let's go, come on. All right, one at a time, let's go.
After a slow start, the Chiefs were back in control of the game midway through the second quarter. But it can be surprising how quickly fortunes can change in the NFL.
Chiefs starting from the 20, and they have 3 wide receivers split to the left. And Jamaal Charles is going to be hit for a loss, and the ball is loose. Loose ball is taken up by the Rams.
Jamaal Charles was hit. It's St. Louis football. Aaron Donald came through and smashed Jamaal Charles, and he lost the ball as he was going down.
Come on, we're all right. Let's go.
Adversity hits all NFL defenses, but no one was better at responding to sudden change situations than the 2014 Chiefs.
They give it up to Mason, and he plows forward after first contact.
They led the league in red zone scoring efficiency, allowing the fewest touchdowns per red zone trip in the NFL. And they didn't allow a rushing touchdown until week 12.
Davis flushed, going to run with it, and Davis slides to the...
They knew how to dig in their heels.
Big play. Austin Davis, looking left, looking middle, has time. Now the protection breaks down, but Davis keeps it alive by scrambling. Now turns back to his left side. He's sacked back at the 20. Parker got back there, but Justin Houston was there again. Poe was also chasing. A 14-yard loss.
And Zerline misses the field goal.
St. Louis recovers a fumble and gets the ball inside the Chiefs' 10-yard line to the 6 and gets no points out of it. And the Chiefs take over at the point of the missed field goal, their own 28-yard line.
Let's go. Come on. Let's start it off one at a time.
Quick pass right side, Kelce. Gets off one hit, gets a block, 35.
And the throw up the middle, guess who? Travis Kelce with the grab and the first down.
Rams are blitzing. Smith reads it, fires it. Caught by Bowe in traffic. And a flag thrown as Bowe makes the catch. And LaMarcus Joyner was draped all over his midsection.
The Chiefs' drive produced a field goal as time expired in the half. And as the two teams walked back to the locker rooms, the momentum was clearly in Kansas City's favor.
We had the turnover, got sacked, got no points, and then gave up points. And so, this team's going to have to learn to play consistent.
Big swing there. I mean, to give up a turnover in our own end, you know, and to have a defense play like that today is special. Those guys really, dominated, set the tone.
Coming up on Chiefs Replay.
And here's Davis. Kyle Davis, what a move he puts on. Kyle Davis into Ram territory. It's a foot race, and Kyle Davis is going to win it.
As the second half got underway in Kansas City, the Rams and Chiefs were locked in a closely matched contest. The two teams had traded blows throughout the first half. And as Nile Davis jogged to the end zone to line up for the second half kickoff, the opportunity was there for either team to seize control of the game.
And here's Davis. Nile Davis! What a move he puts on! Nile Davis into Ram territory! It's a foot race, and Nile Davis is going to win it!
And the Chiefs have a two-possession lead, hitting a field goal at the end of the half on 1 second to go, and now opens the second half with a 99-yard kickoff return.
You know what? This is just a bad kick overall. He's got to get the ball in the air and give his coverage team an opportunity.
We're trying to get a deep left kick. He shanked it, and, they got off and running.
Greg Zuerlein's kick traveled just 50 yards in the air and was in Nile Davis's hands only 4.1 seconds after being kicked. That's a deadly combination for an NFL special teams unit, and the Chiefs took full advantage. Davis picked up a great block from James Michael Johnson, opening up a hole along the sideline, and Cyrus Gray hustled to make two blocks on the play, walling off the Rams' last line of defense. Davis did the rest, making the kicker miss with ease and cruising to the end zone.
Nile is big and strong and fast, and he hits it. So that's a term that you got to have somebody that does that on kickoffs. You can't have somebody that's back there dancing. You have to have somebody that's willing to see the hole and then go get it.
That a kid, Nile. That a kid.
After the Rams' touchdown drive to start the game, the Chiefs' defense adjusted. St. Louis generated just 35 yards of offense the rest of the first half. And as the game wore on, a familiar theme for the 2014 Chiefs began to emerge.
Davis, flushed from the pocket.
Davis to throw. Protection breaks down. He unloads the pass. Incomplete.
There's the heat that you're looking for.
They had Holly and Houston coming after him. Back to throw. Davis from his own end zone. In trouble. And he reaches out and barely avoids a safety. He's in trouble in the pocket. He'll be sacked back at the 13-yard line. And guess who got him, ladies and gentlemen? Justin Houston.
The Chiefs' pass rush dominated the rest of the way, preventing the St. Louis offense from crossing their own 30 until 5 minutes remained in the fourth quarter. Justin Houston led the Chiefs with 3 sacks and continuously hurried, hit, and harassed the Rams' rookie quarterback. Matters were worse for the hapless Rams on the other side of the ball. As the third quarter came to a close, another Chiefs star was getting into his groove.
trio receivers to the near side. Nope, they're going to run a circle out of the backfield. The Charles breaks a tackle, 30. He's at the 25. Downfield block, cuts it back left. He's down to the Ram, 14-yard line.
And Charles getting the carry, cuts up the middle. Jamal Charles will have a first down on the 36 of the Rams. Jamal Charles breaks a tackle. Jamal Charles, first down and more. Inside the 15, inside the 10. He'll score. Touchdown, Kansas City.
A 36-yard run by the Chiefs' all-time leading rusher.
Sweet run, bro. He hit that so hard. Hey, he hit that so hard.
After the slow start, the Chiefs never looked back. Their 34 unanswered points and 7 sacks proved this was a team hitting on all cylinders. Chiefs Replay is brought to you by Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. The University of Kansas Hospital, the official healthcare provider of the Chiefs. And the athlete in you.
Second down and long. Davis, right tackle, breaks through the first wall. 30, 35. Davis runs over a tackler and gets up to the 39-yard line.
And here is Niall Davis, first down. Charges up the middle. That's how tough he is to bring down.
Handoff up the middle. Davis, easy. Touchdown, Kansas City. Niall Davis, his fourth rushing touchdown of the season. And the Chiefs are going to go to 4-3 on the year, Len Dawson. A 34-7 victory over the St. Louis Rams with 34 unanswered points in this game.
So really, it turned out to be a dominating performance by the Chiefs, but it wasn't always that way this whole game.
No, I think the turning point was that sequence of events at the end of the first half. It was the Chiefs defense holding in the goal-to-go situation, the missed field goal by the Rams, the Chiefs getting the ball back, setting up Cairo Santos' 53-yard field goal. And it was the kick return by Niall Davis to start the second half that really broke things open for the Chiefs. Key blocks by Dee Ford, James Michael Johnson, and Anthony Sherman really set that up, and the Chiefs didn't look back.
And as the offense and special teams were turning it on, we talked about what is Austin Davis going to do before the game. The defense really was getting the pressure on him. This is one of the best performances, really, pressure-wise all year.
The key to stopping any quarterback, whether it's Tom Brady, Kurt Warner, or Austin Davis, is getting pressure on him. And that was a theme coming into this game, and the Chiefs were able to do that. According to Pro Football Focus, on 33 dropbacks by Austin Davis, they had pressure on 20 of those plays, while only blitzing 6 times. So sending 4 guys or less, they were getting pressure on him. It was a thorough, dominating performance by the Chiefs defense, pretty much as a whole.
Sure, you had the defense, the offense, and the special teams, all 3 cylinders really clicking for the Chiefs. And I think you and I would agree, along with most Chiefs fans, is that when the Chiefs were clicking on all cylinders like this, they were a very, very hard team to beat.
They had the big win against San Diego, then the dominating performance against St. Louis set them up to go up the next week against the one-win New York Jets team. Things kind of set themselves up for the Chiefs to make a little run, which we saw them end up doing.